Trading Club Update, Week 18. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $126,262 as of Thursday, May 7th, up 26% since our May 30th launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. With Q1 earnings season in full swing, today we're reviewing the latest financial results from six companies in the Trading Club portfolio. Nicotine Pouches Boost Turning Point Brands. Nicotine Company Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, exceeded estimates across the board when it reported Q1 earnings on Thursday. Revenue increased 16.8% year-on-year, YI, to $124.3 million, beating analyst estimates by $8.6 million, while earnings per share, EPS, of 76 cents came in 3 cents ahead of forecasts. Our bull thesis for Turning Point centers on the rapid growth in the company's nicotine pouch brands, FRE and ALP. The Q1 results reaffirm this thesis, with pouch sales jumping 133% YI to $52 million. This segment now makes up 42% of total revenue, a doubling from 21% in Q1 2025. At this rate, nicotine pouches will soon become the primary driver of the business. Once again, revenue fell in the company's two legacy units that include Stoker's Chewing Tobacco and Zig-Zag Cigarette and Cigar Rolling Papers. Stoker's Chewing Tobacco sales fell 3% to $35.6 million, while Zig-Zag posted a decline of 22% to $37 million. We expect ongoing declines here, as part of management's intentional shift toward the future of the business, nicotine pouches. And the future for the pouch segment looks brighter than ever, with the company raising its 2026 sales outlook 26% from $230 million to $290 million, driven by a slew of new marketing campaigns, including a new branded partnership with the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. With heavy investments into new marketing campaigns for FRE and ALP, these expenses will cause a short-term drag on profitability. Management forecasted that EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, will drop 33% to $85 million in 2026 from the ramped-up marketing spend. There's currently a land grab underway for consumer mindshare in the fast-growing nicotine pouch segment. The stakes are high at this stage of the adoption curve, given the extreme brand loyalty in nicotine-related products. History shows that once a customer commits to a tobacco or nicotine brand, they tend to stick with it. Thus, we agree with Turning Point's strategy of aggressively spending on customer acquisition, even if it comes at the expense of near-term margin compression. The long-term payoff should result in many years or even decades of recurring revenue and high-margin cash flows from repeat customers once they've locked onto the FRE and ALP brands. Our long-term bull case for Turning Point envisions the nicotine pouch segment taking approximately 10% share by 2030 of what should become a $10 billion total addressable market in the U.S., assuming long-term profit margins of around 20% to 25%. That should translate into $1 billion in annual revenue and $200 million to $250 million in net income. At a 25x valuation multiple, that represents an upside case of 200% to 300% by 2030. The latest quarterly results tell us that this upside case remains on the table. Next up is another emerging consumer brand that's cementing its status as a long-term winner in its category. New brands bolster Celsius Holdings energy drink brand. Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL, reported blowout Q1 results on Thursday. Revenue surged 138% YI to $783 million, or $22 million better than analyst forecasts, while EPS jumped by 128% to 41 cents, or 12 cents ahead of expectations. The triple-digit growth was fueled by the acquisition of Alani Nu, which Celsius acquired in Q2 2025. Alani Nu is the fastest-growing new entrant into the energy drink category, and it shows no signs of slowing momentum with sales up 100% YI in Q1. Another bright spot in the report was the strength in international markets, where revenue grew 55% to $35 million. Celsius is transforming from a one-hit wonder energy drink business into a brand platform. And the major driver is its strategic partnership with PepsiCo, PEP, which owns the second-largest beverage distribution network in the world, behind Coca-Cola, KO. And now, with all three brands, Celsius, Alani Nu, and Rockstar, flowing through Pepsi's massive distribution network, Celsius commands 20.9% of the U.S. energy drink market. The next major growth leg will come from expanding these brands internationally, where Pepsi's global footprint will prove invaluable. In the beverage category, distribution is the ultimate moat. This is even more true for energy drinks, which are typically impulse purchases. Thus, simply being available on prime retail shelf space is the biggest competitive advantage a brand can have. With the business no longer reliant on a single hit brand, we expect Celsius Holdings to transform into a more durable and resilient compounder over time. The business should earn roughly $1.50 in EPS this year, putting its shares at just 22x forward earnings, an attractive valuation for what is quickly becoming one of the world's top beverage brands. Next up, we'll take a look at our Permian-based businesses, starting with energy. Viper Energy steps up shareholder returns. The Permian Basin's largest oil and gas royalty company, Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VNM, reported excellent Q1 results on Monday. Revenue jumped 109% YoY to $511 million, handily exceeding analyst estimates of $471 million. EPS came in at 55 cents, also ahead of the 42 cents analyst forecast. The primary driver of Viper's triple-digit revenue growth came from the company's acquisition of CDO Royalties. The $4.1 billion deal, which closed last August, increased Viper's royalty acreage in the Permian Basin by 42% to 86,000 net royalty acres, making it North America's largest oil and gas royalty company. The new acreage contributed to a 129% YoY increase in royalty production to 131 million barrels of oil equivalent per day, BOE/D, in Q1. As an asset-light royalty company, Viper's low capital requirements means it can return 90% of its cash flow to investors each quarter, and it announced a 68 cents per share quarterly dividend for Q1, reflecting an annualized yield of 5.5%. This includes a base dividend of 38 cents per share, which was raised from 33 cents, and a variable dividend, which fluctuates with energy prices, of 30 cents per share. Viper also repurchased 2.2 million shares in Q1 at an average price of $43.59. Through buybacks and dividends, the company returned $183 million to investors in Q1, or 94 cents per share. This reflects a shareholder yield of 8%, annualized, at the recent price of $47 per share. Said differently, the business currently trades at just 12.5x the annual cash return to shareholders. We view this as an incredible bargain for a business of Viper's quality, and expect the shares to continue appreciating even without further gains in energy prices. The cash flows generated in Q1 were based on an average oil sales price of $76 per barrel. So if oil prices remain around current levels of $90 to $100 per barrel, Viper should reap a cash flow windfall, which means even more capital flowing back to investors. Alternatively, if oil prices come back down to around $70 to $80, the business still trades dirt cheap at 12.5x distributable cash flows. With that in mind, it puzzled us as to why Viper shares sold off following excellent Q1 results. We believe the stock was dragged down alongside falling energy prices this week. Traders appear to be pricing in a potential resolution of the war in Iran, driving oil prices down by as much as 12% earlier this week, which hit energy stocks across the board. While the Trump administration will eventually find a way out of this conflict, significant damage has already been done to the global energy system. Even if the war resolves tomorrow, it will take many months just to restore normal levels of oil production across the Middle East. Plus, strategic stockpiles will need to be replenished, adding millions of barrels per day of incremental demand not normally present. As such, even in the most optimistic scenario, we see oil prices remaining well above $70 per barrel for at least the remainder of 2026, and likely into 2027. Whatever happens with the price of oil, Viper remains a compelling bargain and a core energy position that we plan to hold indefinitely. With a 5.5% yield that will likely increase from here, we'll get paid to wait and see how the oil market and Iran conflict evolve from here. Next up, we'll move on to the Permian water businesses. Temporary declines at WaterBridge and LandBridge, the Permian's largest produced water pipeline company, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and its landlord LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, both reported disappointing Q1 financial results on Wednesday. WaterBridge reported a 4% decline in produced water volumes on a quarter-over-quarter, COCI, basis, with 2.5 million barrels per day in Q1. This led to a similar 4% COCI decline in revenue to $201 million. This decline in water production spilled over into LandBridge's results, which earns royalties for every barrel of water disposed of or transported across its acreage. As a result, revenue dropped 10% COCI to $51 million. This was a rare quarterly decline for both businesses, which have historically reported steady quarterly growth in both water volumes and revenue. Both management teams cited seasonal declines in water handling activity for the slowdown. Another added factor was the modest decline in U.S. oil drilling activity in Q1, before the outbreak of the Iran war sent oil prices from multi-year lows to $100 per barrel. At current oil prices, we expect production and water volumes to rebound, and so do the management teams at both companies. Despite the slowdown in Q1, WaterBridge and LandBridge each revised up their guidance for full-year volumes and revenue. In addition to an increase in U.S. drilling, another growth catalyst will come from WaterBridge's Speedway Phase 1 pipeline coming online in mid-2026. This is part of a two-phase project that will move water from New Mexico into West Texas through two parallel pipelines, with a Phase 2 line slated for 2027. Together, these two projects should boost WaterBridge's capacity by nearly 40% over the next 2 years, which will become the major driver of near-term growth for both businesses. WaterBridge expects 2026 produced water volumes to increase 8% to 2.73 million barrels per day. It also maintained an excellent 51% operating margin, generating $103 million in Q1 EBITDA. Assuming margins remain steady at around 50%, the business should generate around $445 million in EBITDA this year. At $28 per share, WaterBridge's current enterprise value is $6.1 billion, putting its valuation at 13x EV to EBITDA. We view this as an attractive valuation for a business generating 50% EBITDA margins. For LandBridge, despite the Q1 revenue slowdown, the business posted a significant increase in free cash flow of 13% CAGR and 158% YoY to $40.9 million, thanks to expanding margins. The business now converts an incredible 80% of revenues into free cash flow margin, making it one of the most elite capital-efficient businesses in the world. Management raised its EBITDA forecast to $220 million this year, representing 24% YoY growth. Trading at an enterprise value of $5.8 billion, that puts its EV to EBITDA ratio at 26x, a well-deserved premium given the margin profile and growth trajectory of the business. For comparison, Texas Pacific Land, TPL, currently trades at a 31x EV to EBITDA ratio, a valuation gap that we expect will close over time. Next up is another royalty company, this one focused on precious metals. Rising gold prices powers Triple Flag Precious Metals. Toronto-based precious metals royalty company Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, notched new highs in revenue, royalty production, and cash flow in its Q1 report, released on Tuesday. The company's portfolio of world-class royalty assets continues generating solid growth in volumes. Royalty production increased 5% YoY to 30,166 gold equivalent ounces, GEO, in Q1, and with the added impact from higher prices, revenue jumped 79% to $147 million. The company is converting 80% of revenue into net income, which rose 157% to $117 million, or 57 cents per share. The business is on track to earn $1.50 per share this year, putting its valuation at just 21x earnings. That's a significant discount to peers like Porter & Company favorite Franco-Nevada, FNV, trading at 26x earnings. And given the current state of the world, including the finances of global governments, we see every reason to expect more monetary creation and higher precious metals prices. Triple Flag remains one of the premier royalty companies offering solid growth from mines in stable geopolitical regions, with significant leverage to the precious metals bull market. Last but not least is one of our recent software recommendations, which rebuffed all fears of disruption from artificial intelligence, AI, and is in fact becoming a major AI beneficiary. Axon Enterprise shrugs off fears of AI disruption. Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, exceeded all estimates with its Q1 results on Wednesday, including revenue growth of 34% YoY to $807 million, handily beating analyst forecasts of $779 million. This marked the ninth consecutive quarter of 30% or greater revenue growth. Management revised up its forecasted revenue growth for this year to 31%, up from 28.5% previously. The company, a global leader in public safety technology, generated net income of $169 million, setting a new high of 21% profit margins. This translated into $1.61 in EPS, just ahead of the $1.60 analysts forecasted. While fears of AI disruption have sent shares down more than 50% from their prior high, the Q1 results revealed that Axon is becoming a beneficiary of AI. The company reported a 700% YoY rise in its new AI-enabled software tools like Draft One and Accent Assistant. And these new products are contributing to the company's long-term goal of driving more revenue into high-margin software sales, which reached $355 million in the quarter, up 35% YoY. The outlook remains bright for the remainder of the year, with future contracted billings surging 44% YoY to $14.3 billion. Meanwhile, net revenue retention for Q1 came in at 125%, meaning that Axon's existing customers are spending 25% more each year on its products. So not only is Axon showing zero signs of competitive disruption in the age of AI, but it's now becoming an AI winner. The latest quarter only further reinforced our view of the business's durability and rock-solid competitive position. The charts below sum up the bull thesis for the business in a nutshell. With sales and earnings exceeding all expectations, and a robust backlog supporting the future outlook, we remain incredibly bullish on Axon. The market seems to agree, with the shares rallying 10% on the day following its earnings report. Next, we provide a detailed look at our current portfolio holdings. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on May 7th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $48 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $48 equals $9,600. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts and shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30, 2025, which can be found here, the June 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here, the July 24 recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM. Trades can be found here, the September 24 recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21 recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT. Calls can be found here, the Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL. Recommendations were published as part of our trade series on Thursday, December 4, which can be found here. The January 23 recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FE, can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VONM, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.